This is my first time in Singapore, and I've been to many cities, and Singapore is the most beautiful city I've ever seen in my life. And as pretty as it is physically, God has placed you and this diocese in a very strategic place in terms of reaching out to many countries and many places that need to hear about Jesus. I had a chance to go to Vietnam after I came here, and I've come back to Singapore. So I thank the Lord for you, the opportunity to speak here today. And I don't know Freddie very well, but there's two words that come to me when I think about your rector here: holy and humble. You know, and holy, somebody that's filled with the love of God, and a man of humility. So let us pray together. Lord, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that we have the Word of God in our language. Thank you for Reformation Sunday. Thank you that the Word of God will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your Word will not pass away. We pray that we not just be hearers today, but that we do be doers of God's Word. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. Would people say that you're a good listener? Would people around you say that you're a good listener? Do you want to improve a relationship? You want to make a relationship better? A relationship with your husband or wife or father or mother, with your child. You know, they did a survey of children, and only 50% of children thought that their parents were good listeners. So listening, I think, is a wonderful skill for us to develop as followers of Jesus. And so that's going to be my focus today: listening to understand. So we looked at Proverbs 18. Proverbs is written for young people, 31 chapters. You can do a chapter a day for a month and keep doing it that way. But Proverbs 18, and we're going to look at verse 2 here. You want to read it with me? A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. So this says that a fool takes no delight in understanding. Do you take delight in understanding people around you? One of the best ways to do that is to learn to listen to them. To listen with understanding. But most of us listen in order to reply. We don't listen in order to understand. Does that make sense? You know, sometimes my wife and I are having a discussion, and I'm just waiting for her to stop talking so I can say the right thing. Is that a good attitude? I'm not listening with understanding. So God calls us to take pleasure in listening. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding. So we don't want to be a fool, so we want to take pleasure in understanding and not delight in airing his own opinions. So again, most people don't listen with the intent to understand. Rather, they listen with the intent to reply. Here's a wonderful passage from Philippians chapter 2. And it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself." Wow, consider others better than yourself? And then it says, put others' interest before your own. How do you do that? Well, let me tell you, a wonderful way to do that is to listen, not focused on yourself, but listen to what the person is saying to you, and listen with understanding. Here's a wonderful book by Dietrich Bonhoeffer called Life Together. And he says, the first service that one owes to others in the fellowship consist in listening to them. Just as love to God begins with listening to His Word, so the beginning of love for the brethren is learning to listen to them. So this is a very important way for us to show love, by listening. So I asked Peter today, how long should I preach? And I listened for the answer. And he basically said, if I go over 30 minutes, he's going to cut off my microphone. So, you know, I'm not going to go too long. So it's good to listen to people's answers. Amen? And Peter has a lot of power up there. This is a great one. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. So what do we do before we answer? Have you ever interrupted them and answered them and it was completely off track because you didn't listen to what they were saying? There was one time there was a young woman in our church and I prayed with her to receive Jesus and I ministered to her a lot. And she called up one day and I was the one that we usually ministered to her, and she didn't ask for me. She asked for my wife, Wendy. So I'm thinking, wait a minute. I'm the pastor. Why does she have to ask my wife a question? I can answer her question. But she kept kind of beating around the bush, and I should have realized, I should have been paying attention, but where am I focused? On me and my pride, and why doesn't she ask me the question? So I said, well, go ahead and ask me the question. She said, okay. She said, it's about breastfeeding. I hope it was okay to say that in Singapore, but you know what my answer was? Wendy will be home in about an hour. Call back when she gets home. So if we try to answer before we really listen, we can make ourselves look pretty foolish, can't we? So the Bible says, listen before answering. Let's read this one together. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Quick to listen and slow to speak. How many ears do we have? How many? We only have one mouth though, right? So quick to listen, slow to speak. If you learn to listen with understanding, that's going to improve your relationships. If they know that you're really listening to them, but when you listen, you have to put their interests before your own. You have to be thinking, okay, what's going on inside them? What are they feeling? What are they thinking? And you really want to get in their shoes and really understand what's going on inside of them before we minister to them, before we speak to them, before we respond. And then it says, does anybody have a problem with anger? It says everyone should be quick to listen, and then what? Slow to speak and slow to become angry. Isn't it true that often we get angry because we've stopped listening to the other person and we start to get defensive? If we're listening with understanding, we try to focus on that other person and understand what's going on with them. It doesn't mean we need to agree with them, but we need to understand them. So many times with my wife, if I would have just taken more time to listen and understand, it would have prevented a lot of longer conversations. One of the big mistakes I make is I think, oh, I'll just interrupt here, and that'll save time. Does not listening save time? No. It usually causes us to go longer. So slow to speak, slow to become angry. Listening to understand. So, no pleasure in understanding. Delights in airing his own opinions. These are the fool's answers. Folly to answer before listening. And not listening saves time. Here's another quote from the same book. Many people are looking for an ear that will listen. He who can no longer listen to his brother will soon be no longer listening to God either. He will be doing nothing but prattle in the presence of God. So, bridges to listening with understanding. Humility. You don't focus on yourself. You focus on the other person. Love, by putting their interests before your own. By being quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, and then patient. Sorry about the numbering there. It goes 1, 2, 3, 1. Fruit of listening to understand. If a dad stops and takes some time to listen to a child about their day at school, what do you think it makes their child feel? If a mom stops doing the dishes to go and hug the child, because they're listening to see what their child is feeling. What about a husband that's been criticized a lot at work? And so his wife, listening, thinks he needs to be encouraged. So she speaks positive words and tells him the things that he does right and the things that are good. And how about a husband, when his wife asks him a question, puts down the phone and turns it off and just takes time and focus? You know, when somebody pays you attention, gives you their full attention and listens to you, what do you feel? You feel valued, you feel affirmed. As Christians, should we make people feel valued and affirmed? Let me ask you a question. I love your cross. I love the cross here. Why did he do that? Who did he do that for? Did he die for us? Does that give us value? He gave his life for us. That's how much he loves us. What proves that God loves us is while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. One of the most important things we can do is to make other people feel valued and affirmed. And learning to be a good listener is a practical way to put God's love into practice. And he went that far to show us how much he loved us. I don't know if you do this in Singapore, but when my kids were little, I used to say, "Hey, I love you this much." And they'd say, "Oh, I love you this much, Dad." And then, "I love you this much," and "I love you this much." How much does he love us? Even more than that, the Bible says his love goes from the earth to the heavens. How much does God love us? So that's a wonderful way for people to experience love, because they feel valued, they feel affirmed when you take time to listen to them. Another fruit of being good listeners is compassion. When you really take time to listen to somebody, you understand what's going on in their life, and you begin to feel compassion to them, because you're not thinking about yourself, now you're thinking about them. Next, deepens our connection with others. When we listen and with understanding, that builds relationship. Again, this is a wonderful way to improve relationships, is just to take time to really listen and understand and let them know you understand. Sometimes I've found just to repeat what they've said to me in different words to say, "I want to make sure I understand what you're saying," to say this. And then creates an environment where people can discern God's will. I'm sure Freddie has had this experience. Sometimes people come in my office and they have a problem and they say, Pastor Marty, what should I do? So I'm thinking they want me to tell them what to do. But I've learned, really, the better question is, well, tell me what you think you should do. I'm thinking they're going to say to me, well, that's why I'm here, to ask you. But almost always when I say, what do you think you should do, they have an answer. And then I ask a couple more questions about their answer and why they might go that way. And I try to follow the Holy Spirit in my response. And then they walk out, they say, you helped me so much. Now I know what God wants me to do. And I didn't do anything, but I listened to them. And I asked them some good questions. If you have teenagers, I found that just to tell them what to do doesn't work very well. Is there nobody? That's not true in Singapore. Okay. So just to tell them what to do doesn't work very well. But I found if you ask them some good questions to try to get them to think about their decisions and ask them questions to help them grow. So being a good listener is a wonderful way to show how much the Lord loves us. Did God give us an example of being a good listener? How far did God come that we would know He's a good listener? Did God become one of us? Talking about really understanding somebody, did He become one of us? Hebrews says, we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with us in every way, who's been tempted in every way that we've been tempted, yet without sin. Jesus understands things I go through. He's a God that understands me better than I understand myself. And He became a person. God put skin on so I would know He understands the things I deal with life. And so many times, our job should be as Christians is to help other people hear from God. I'm thankful for the time, we have it in our church too, where you try to just listen for God to speak through prophecy, through words of knowledge. That's wonderful, because our God is a God that speaks. And He can speak to you if you just listen. Because if you stop listening this way, you're probably going to stop listening this way. But learning to listen this way helps you to learn to listen this way. I remember one time a friend of mine invited me to go visit this woman in the hospital. She had put herself in the hospital because she was suicidal. What do you say to somebody that wants to end their own life? You know, it's hard to think, what could I say to this person? So I went in, and do you know what the Lord had me do? I went in, I said, let's listen to God. What does God want you to know? And I prayed that there would be no other voice. And she listened, and I waited, and I prayed in the Spirit while she listened to God. And do you know what God said to her? I said, what did you hear something from the Lord? She said, yeah. So this is a young woman thinking about suicide. I said, what did the Lord say to you? He said, I was precious. I was precious. God told you you were precious? Wow. That's better than anything I can say to you. Isn't that true? I think right now there's people right in this sanctuary that you need to know that that's God's word for you too. You may feel beat up. You may feel like people have been putting you down. And you may be even thinking about whether you should end your own life. But you are precious to God. How precious do you say? That precious. He went that far for you to know that He loves you. And a very wonderful way to show His love is by listening to others with understanding. Amen? Amen. I hope that was under a half hour, Peter. Thank you.